Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So I joined a gym, then I spent many an hour trying to find an excuse not to go to the gym, and then I finally dragged myself there, and it was closed for the 4th of July, which sounds about right.
It sure does. I had that middle-aged dream, you know the one, where you're at a Guns N' Roses concert wearing mismatched shoes and trying to find your cats.
Gosh, Heather, I'm not sure I've had that specific shoe dream, but I do dream about losing my pets a lot, and I don't know why. Can I just dream about, I don't know, being Superwoman or being able to breathe underwater or something cool, please?
I ate a cheese plate, a burger, and a whole jar of olives, followed by a large slice of rhubarb pie, a la mode, of course. Did I feel sick? Yeah. But life is short, y'all. Gotta treat yourself.
Treat yourself and have such a good day. Back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Lizette,
my Lizzo.
Episode 196. Hope y'all had a happy 4th and it wasn't too loud. I hope y'all had earplugs out there. I heard it was a doozy.
Girlfriend,
welcome to the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment, life's cruel ironies, joyous moments, and
life's cruel ironies. I'm not sure we've ever said that as eloquently as you did just now, Heather. That is 100% life, man.
It is.
A series of cruel ironies
and bittersweetness.
And for anybody who's like July 4th, what in the heck? You may be not in the U.S. Many of you aren't. We know this. Because we know, yeah, because you talk to us. And
we have
you
a global audience.
Good feedback, and we talk in our Discord. But yes, so 4th of July is, you know, Independence Day in the U.S. Not going to go through a whole history lesson with y'all, but one of the things that has become more of an issue, particularly in the area of the world that Heather and I live in, is fire safety. Because people set off fireworks or firecrackers, or I don't even know what the distinction is really at this point. But, you know, it can set off fires.
There's a wide range of fireworks that you can buy, like illegally or legally. And there's, I even went to one of the little tents just to see what they had. Because I was feeling nostalgic about the little flowers, you know, that spin on the ground, and they're like pretty harmless. And
I'm surprised Humboldt allows that at all. I mean, they are fully illegal where I am.
Oh yeah, no, it's you can't. They're like,
I mean, every little pop you hear, you're like, well, I mean, I could probably call the police, but they're not going to come. So,
well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think there's just too many things going on a night like July 4th mm-hmm. for them to even care about those little pops. But it's those tents are interesting because, you know, you got these really young people working in there. And, you know, I'm kind of asking about pricing, which is insane. I wanted to get a small pack of sparklers, relatively harmless, $20. And then she offered, like, well, these are cheaper, and they're like the bigger versions that I've never seen before. Because it's like, I'm kind of thinking back to my childhood and what we used to buy. And these mm-hmm. are like massive sparklers that are like $20 each. Well, you could just get one or two for, you know, the same price. And yeah, I mean, all create sparks and potential fires and mayhem and chaos. And garbage. And let's not forget, also, it hurts the ozone layer, doesn't it?
I can't imagine it's good for it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff is pretty cheap and, you know, pretty sus as far as where it was made and, you know, how it came to be, you know, in a tent that you could access.
Yeah, like, where's that manufactured? It's so, like, dark. It's, like, somewhere,
some
like, over the border somewhere.
There really is.
It's just, like, who's doing that?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, Fourth of July, you know, kids love fireworks, right? Like anything that's like, wow, colors and explosions, sure. You know, like, I mean, maybe not every kid, but as a kid, I really liked it.
It was fun.
So you go to like an event where there's like a fireworks show. We had one in my small town, which was not the biggest show ever, but like, it was still pretty, you know, they put on a good show.
They do it up.
You know, there was, you know, a bunch of like, yeah, I don't know, like local merchants, like, you know, like put money in the pot so that, you know, the town could have this big event and, you know, mm-hmm. help, you know, everybody in the town prosper because of it. But otherwise, when I, you know, because I lived in the country, so I wasn't like, you know, my immediate neighbors were not like within 100 feet of me on mm-hmm. any side. I mean, it was more than that, but, you know, just kind of know. And so we had this front yard that was sort of facing an apple orchard and nobody could see it. Mm-hmm. You could only like drive up to the house from the back if you were coming from, you know, as a guest. And I remember, you know, my dad would kind of be like, he'd be into it. Like, all right, we're going to get some, you know, and we'll do stuff on the front yard. So we're not really disturbing anybody. You know, he was never trying to like upset anyone or scare anybody, but because we were kind of looking out into yonder and it was so fun because he was a really responsible person. He was not trying to like blow anybody's foot off kind of thing, but at the same time, like, even so, like, there'd be a couple like, you know, where you're like, oh my god, it's going a weird way, ah, scary, but still fun, you know. And one year, our neighbors to the north of us, doesn't matter, but, you know, I'm just thinking in my head, they had a elderly dog, And she like was so freaked out that she wandered up to us because she was so scared about the noises that we were making. But she was like kind of maybe a little, you know, she was old, you know, and didn't really know what she was doing.
Confused. Yeah.
And we never did it again. You know, it was like, okay, you know what? That's enough of it. Like, like as soon as you feel like you're like really like hurting someone or something, just not fun anymore.
Well, yeah. And that's what I wonder about others though. Cause I know that's how I feel. And like you and I were chatting about this yesterday, but like a lot of people don't think about that. And they just think about their fun. And I'm not pointing fingers at anyone in particular, but the amount of trash and chaos that I heard from my friends living in bigger cities and denser areas, they were like scared and their animals were cowering in the corner and they were on tranquilizers. And it's just, why? Just for one night of fun? I don't know. I feel like you could get your yah-yahs out like in another way. But I mean, I don't, I don't want to be
I mean, I'm also living in a, you know, fire laden part of the world, you know, for the better part of my life. Well, actually my whole life, but some places more than others, you know, specifically it's like anything that is like, oh, you might start a fire and like burn down a city. No, thanks. Like there's nothing fun about that to me.
No. And even if, you know, it's not even like a fun thing. It's like, your insurance, well, first of all, you probably don't have fire insurance because a lot of places in California, you can't even get written up for any fire insurance. And if something happens, you are not covered, like you are screwed. And so you probably want to make sure that you don't have people doing fireworks around your property, because if something happens, you really have no recourse.
Right. Unless, it's kind of unless scary there was some to be sort of like criminal right thing. Oh, gosh. Well, this is fun. This is a fun way to start the show, Heather.
Well, I will say.
But yeah, all very valid. Yeah. You know, the good news is, and, you know, I'm sorry for some of your friends who had a tough time. I'm sure I have friends who did as well, who live in other parts of the world where maybe, you know, there was a lot more just, I don't know, firework stuff going on. But Otis the dog, he has lived through, you know, we're now a few apartments in to, you know, our lives together. And there have always been some, you know, some blasts here and there. And he always looks at me like, should I react? And I always kind of look at him like, it's nothing. It's not about you. And he kind of goes, okay. Well, not all dogs are like that. And certainly not cats either. Or, you know, gerbils or, you know, whatever animal you might have. Birds.
Gerbils.
I don't know. I met a guinea pig over the weekend, so I'm thinking about him. But, yeah, like, I am lucky not to have a dog that's losing his mind. But he's also safe inside with me. And like, we're not going on walks on July 4th. Yeah. You kidding me? No. And it just kind of, I don't know. I wish we could all celebrate something that is, for many people, not everybody, but for many people, a very joyous day.
Exactly.
And, you know, and not do these things where I have to get like these like weird Instagram warnings, you know, people being like, keep your pets inside. You know, they're going to run off into the desert, never to be seen again, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's like, I think at some point, you know, something fun, it just comes at a cost. And I feel like the cost now is, I think a lot more, especially with everything that's going on in the world. There's just a lot post-pandemic, you know, a bit of chaos out there. And well, we'll get into that a little bit later. We'll talk about chaos throughout the show. It's our through line
today.
We
will. Yeah.
Sarah, what else is going on in your neck of the woods?
All right. Well, so I mentioned 4th of July also served me with a big old, hey, your gym that you just joined is closed. Now, this is not the end of the world. Okay. So I am temporarily living in a house that I'm not going to live in for that much longer. But while I'm here, and let's call it the end of through the summer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, for lack of it, because I don't really know. I was like, all right, you know, I need to do something that is not just me jogging with my dog, which I do I don't always jog with him. I walk or I jog, depending on my mood, you know, or like how, you know, quickly I need the walk to be over. But like something that's just for me. So I joined a gym. It was a gym that I think I talked about this on the show last week, right?
Yeah, you did.
That's, yeah, like it's close by. It's, you know, whatever. It's cool. And it gives me, if I can carve out the time, just a little bit of like Sarah time, just a little bit of Sarah time, you know, where I don't have to think about it being like, what's my dog doing? And I don't want this to sound like I don't love my dog, because I love my dog more than life itself. I just, you know, I have come to terms with the fact that where I used to live was a little bit more conducive to like, you know, walk my dog, you know, go get a coffee at the local market, all good, you know, come back, dog's out in the, you know, in the yard for a while, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a little bit different now where I'm like, okay, if I don't do something that's just me stuff, I'm going to go a little crazy. And, what's nice is that I like gyms. I like gyms. I like dirty gyms even. I do. And this particular gym is like, it's exceptionally fun because it's like, well, when I say, okay, that's, let me clarify. Like, I don't want a gym that's like, you know, has like the heaps of trash in all corners, but it's like, I don't need a fancy shishi gym. Yeah. In fact, I kind of don't like those sorts of gyms.
Yeah.
I just want a gym where you go in, you do your thing. Other people there are caring about fitness. You might say hi, you might not. And that's it.
Yeah.
This gym also has self-tanning stations.
Ooh.
And also hydrotherapy, which I don't even know what that is.
Sounds pretty fancy to me.
It's not, though, Heather. It's not.
Okay.
This gym used to be an old movie theater when I was a kid.
Oh, neat.
In this area of Sonoma County where I'm in. Yeah, it was one of those movie theaters where it was like, it was just one big stadium. Like, you went to see a movie at this theater. You didn't have like a multiplex option.
Yeah.
So what this is now is just, it's that room, but it's a gym. So like, there aren't any windows, you know, it's kind of weird. And there's tanning salon, like self tanning salons where I'm like, you know, I'm not above that either. Depends on what I'm doing.
So you can just pop into a booth and like put a quarter in and like get a tan?
I don't really know.
Like, how does that work?
Well, so I don't know, because I went there. Like, so I had actually gone there a couple times because they, you know, entice you with like, hey, come in for free, you know, have a free workout, check it out and see if it's right for you. And then they harass you until you're like, okay, fine, I'll do it. You know, and I had told them like, you know, I'm not going to commit to a year. Like, that's just not going to happen. But, you know, I can, you know, maybe like, you know, can we do like a 3-month thing or whatever? And they were like, okay, let's make you a deal, you know, blah, blah, blah. They want the business. But yeah, like they were like, yeah, you know, you can do tanning. And I'm like, tanning? We're talking about like, we're not even talking about like a tanning booth. We're talking about spray tans, which I know quite a bit about because I used to spray tan all the time. Back in the day, don't judge. And I'm like, you don't do that like after you work out and then put like really like, you know, sweaty, tight clothes back on. Like, I would need to like
SoCal gym. Like, it sounds very like,
well, or who knows? Yeah, you could, you know, Scottsdale, Miami. Like, I mean, the list goes on. But and none of those things are very nice. But I'm sort of like, okay, well, yeah. I mean, I'm not really a person who likes to shower at a gym, Heather. I don't know how you feel. I have belonged to many a gym over the years, and it's not so much that I have a problem being naked in front of other people, because quite honestly, at this point in my life, I do not care. Uh-huh. It's more of just like, it's just better to, and like, I don't know, I have more control over like cleanliness at home.
Yeah, I am with you. I would prefer, but there are times, like for example, the last time I went to a very sweaty yoga class and then went out to dinner after.
Yes.
I would have definitely showered at the gym.
If you can't go home in between, like a fresh set of clothes like isn't good enough, right? If you're like, I'm gross, like I need to take a shower.
You have to take like a sink. You quickly rinse off in the sink with like paper towels.
Oh gosh, and it's never good enough. It isn't. But like, I remember this is, and again, like if anyone's like, wow, Sarah, you are too judgy about gym stuff, do let me know. But like I remember going to a gym, this is way back in the day, like let's call it 15 years ago, even more. And it was kind of nice, you know, it was not like the fanciest, but like a nice gym. Mm-hmm. And they had like a really cool sauna area that, you know, that was sort of attached to the shower areas. You know, I think the guys had one too. I don't know. I never went on that side, but it was, you know, girls only. And I would see people like working out, you know, we're all on treadmills or, you know, Stairmasters or whatever. And they wouldn't like shower before they went into the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like, I'm not going to say anything to you, you know, like you all, you know, you kind of take your clothes off and you either kind of like go full Monty or you have a towel or whatever. But I was like, but no rinse off. No rinse off, huh? Like,
it's just such a Seinfeld like episode.
It kind of is. Yeah. Because it's like
no rinse.
Yeah. Like, but don't you want like just for you? You're not even bothering me. Yeah. But just like, don't you want to rinse? Because like, there's all that
get
stuff
the sweat off?
From the
totally.
From the out there. And now we're bringing it in here. So anyway, I don't know. I guess we'll see if the gym is open today. I'm sure it will be. I plan to go, and I will come back with notes.
Nice. Please do. I think it depends on where I am, like what institution, because when you say like, I don't mind like a grimy gym or whatever, and I know that you're talking about like a specific kind of grime that's okay, which I'm okay with too.
Yeah.
I had a yoga studio that I went to in LA that had really nice showers and like nice products. And I didn't mind showering there at all. In fact, they gave you towels. So it was a really small place and it was only for yoga, but I loved showering there. It was sort of like a nice, I don't know. It was like, it was a nice ritual and then I'd be on my way, you know, and it was away enough from home that, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to go back home. But then there's those places that I don't know if I'd want to go into the sauna or the steam room. I think a certain type of, cleanliness, like a spa of some kind that feels clean enough there's something where I think it's that like exchange of sweaty butts, you know, where it's like it's just close quarters, it's hot, it's sweaty, and you inevitably shed you shed molecules, and maybe it's a little too close
for
comfort.
Molecules, that's an interesting way to put it, Heather, but you're not wrong.
No, it's scientifically fact.
I think that's where I'm coming from too, is like I used to go to Gold's in Venice, which is like the original Gold's. I love that gym. That gym is not for everybody. I'll tell you that right now. But I mean, it was big. It was like good people watching. I had the stuff that I needed there. I loved that gym. And it also wasn't, pardon me, expensive. But it didn't have like bells and whistles either. I don't even think it had showers. I never even thought to check. If there were, I wouldn't have used them. But it was like, it served a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this gym is kind of the same thing. At the same time, you know, I would be remiss if, you know, I left out the fact that I also like to do VR workouts by myself, you know,
in basement, in the garage.
In a safe space, such as the garage that I'm sitting in right now type thing. It's like, I don't, you know, the whole gym thing is kind of like, I'm trying to like make it work for me again, because I just peaced out on gyms. It was COVID mostly, and just the fact that I used to live too deep in the woods for it to be convenient at, you know, in any way. And now I'm like, it's pretty convenient.
Well, and also it's going to make you feel more at home there because you're like, you have a place to go that like you enjoy. It's down the street. You know, it'll make you feel more settled into that area for as long as you're going to be there.
Like, I've had this conversation with so many people, like, you know, everybody likes the workout that they like. I mean, you mentioned yoga. It's like, obviously yoga is very popular because it gives people, you know, endorphins along with, you know, fitness and, you know, a sense of well-being. And like, I mean, otherwise people wouldn't do it. One of the things that I like the very most is walking up inclines, which is why a Stairmaster is my perfect machine. You put me on a Stairmaster, I will leave you alone for an hour and I'll just climb.
I like Stairmasters too.
Yeah. Like I might go a little slower, a little faster, a little slower again, you know, change it up. But I'm basically just climbing stairs the entire time. And other people, that's like,
it's good for your butt.
Well, or like, but it's not like any different than climbing a steep hill.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe you have a steep, well, it depends on where you live. Maybe you have a steep road nearby. You know, there was one where I used to live that I went up all the time where I was like, this is like actually like a pretty complicated Stairmaster. Other people are like, worst nightmare. I would never do that.
I actually really relate to this because there's a trail, like a trailhead right down the road. And it's a 5-minute walk from my house along the road, which has hills already. So it's like a good workout. And then what I'll do is I'll go up and down that trail like 3 to 5 times. You know, you go, it's short enough, but long enough where, and it has like, when you go up, there's a lot of tree roots that are like almost like steps. And so like you can kind of blaze up and you're,
so it's like a cross training, but also incline thing.
Totally. Like full straight up incline. And you're out of breath. And I realized too, how like the indoor bike, and we won't belabor this whole like working out thing on the show today, but I have my indoor bike, which is so easy to just sit there and move your legs and listen to a podcast or just like stare out the window. And I noticed that, wow, when I go for a walk, I'm kind of huffing and puffing. And I realize that I'm maybe not working hard enough, you know, on the bike because I'm just sort of phoning it in.
Everything's a little too controlled.
It is, which is what I like, but it's nice to just get out
there. I know
what
you mean. I really do. Like the whole, you know, I used to, you know, when you buy like a new pair of athletic shoes, right? Where you're like, I'm going to get back into running, or I'm going to do, you know, some CrossFit class, like whatever it is, like, or basketball shoes, or, you know, there are a variety of things that are associated with sports, but they're supposed to be like the shoe for you. The first time that I got these, I don't even remember the name of them. I'll have to look it up later, but these Nikes that are like designed for like off-road running, I was like, come on, who cares? Like, really? Like, what does it really matter? Like, I've run on pavement, I've run on treadmills, like I can run on a dirt road also. It actually does make a difference if you have nice shoes, because they grip your ankle a different way, and you know, they make it easy for like,
actually for that.
Yeah, like it's like, because I'm rolling an ankle around is a real thing you don't want to do.
Yeah, well, send me the link to that, because I have a lot of these Adidas running shoes that work great at first, but when you're doing trails, it after a while, you know, you lose the tread, like it wears down. And so then I notice I'm slipping and I'm like, oh, look at my tread. There's nothing left. And so what do you do? Here's my question for you. I'm going to leave you with this, Sarah, and y'all out there. What do you do with old shoes that have lost their tread? Because I have about 3 pairs of them in the garage, and I know that like on days that maybe I'm walking a muddy trail, or maybe I'm painting and I need some shoes that I don't care about. But what do you do with them? Because it's like you don't really want to bring them to a thrift store because they've kind of lost their luster. I mean, do you throw them over like a telephone wire, or like, what do you do with them?
I mean, sure, if you want some enthusiastic new neighbors. I would say, donating would be, I mean, better than throwing them, you know,
into, I don't want to throw them,
you know,
in the
a landfill or something. I think, you know, unless a shoe was to the point where, I don't know, there were holes in the soles or
sure,
you know, something
you
where,
you
know, it felt just sort of like, yuck. Like, why would I yeah. ever, like, you know, give this to someone else? I think for the most part, a lot of that stuff, you know, can have second and third lives.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. That's good advice. So I wanted to circle back. When you say circle back, do people go, oh, I hate that. Don't say that. Like, it's maybe it's corporate speak. Maybe that's why it irritates people.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe someone said that to me before.
I think it's my sister mostly that's like, don't say that. And I'm like, but it kind of works though. It works for, you know, it's a visual. It's like, we're coming back to something we were talking about earlier. Uh-huh. And I wanted to just update y'all on my neighbor, my nabe, who was going to do all the mortar show and the crazy fireworks and never ended up talking to him. But my other nabe, he's a buddy of mine, is kind of buddies with him. And he kind of negotiated with my nabe. And so it was like a nabe negotiation. And he brought him like a strawberry shortcake or something. Like, I don't know why. I'm like, why? Does he like strawberry shortcake? But he totally like helped me with that situation because he ended up going to like a friend's house to put off his fireworks. So we weren't bothered at all by him. And he was nice about it. So I think I'm going to get him some other cake or pie or something to just thank him for being a nice nabe. I wanted to mention one thing that my partner is really good at doing is finding something to watch that is like really good for the moment, you know, like a movie that is like, he knows like what I am like in the mood for, you know, like maybe I'm into like, I don't want a comedy. I want like a psychological thriller, but like maybe from like the 70s, maybe foreign, you know, I'll be like, I'm kind of in the
you
mood
guys,
for,
you guys seem very
know,
good at
screwball
that.
Comedy or he's great. And so last night I would have never thought of this. I mean, this one's a kind of an obvious one. I think a lot of people out there probably watch this one because it is based on 4th of July and that is Jaws, the shark movie by Steven Spielberg. Y'all know it. So we ended up watching Jaws because that whole thing takes place on a 4th of July weekend. And it's like, you know, it's a theme. And then we ended up watching Piranha, which is a few years later was made. It's pretty cheesy, but kind of fun. But yeah, it's just sort of fun, like themed night last night. So it didn't even really feel like the 4th, which I felt a little guilty because I was like making a stink about being, you know, having my animals be stressed and when I actually had like kind of a regular night. But yeah, so I think the reason why I'm feeling extra sensitive about it this year, because I do love a good fireworks show. I mean, I was having a conversation with a friend who was just going on and on about how amazing this fireworks show was, how fun it was. And it's like, I feel you, girlfriend. I love a good fireworks show. But it's weird. This year in particular, it rubbed me the wrong way, way more than usual. And I think part of it is like, I'm just, you know, there's a lot going on in the world that feels tense. And I think a lot of, it just felt like the wrong time to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, you know, I'm going on this trip and I'm kind of, you know, telling people where I'm going. And, you know, you've got like the bad air quality in New York because of all these Canadian fires. And then you've got these riots and fires in Paris, you know, from stuff that's been happening there. And so like my friends and people are like, oh my gosh, are you sure you want to go there? And it's like, oh God, well, I mean, there's kind of mayhem everywhere. I mean, it's like, this is not anything new. And so I think all I'm saying is that it seems a little bit more scary out there because of like after the pandemic and all the things that are going on, we're under more pressure. And so nowhere is safe, and so you might as well treat yourself. And I really, truly believe that this is not a PSA, but I am saying this to y'all out there that don't feel like there's no end in sight. Treat yourself to like a nice ice cream cone or a fancy coffee drink or a foot rub or anything, just a nice dinner. I mean, it can be really simple, but I think, you know, we all deserve it. You know, life can be a slog, and I think it's important to treat yourself to something that you enjoy from time to time to get out of the chaos of the 100%. Daily grind. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com if you have any comments, thoughts, questions, queries.
Yes. You know, or you just want to, you know, just rail on us about something. Actually, don't do that. But do it if you really feel like you need to.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
You know, as you were mentioning in that, Heather, and I don't really have any travel on the horizon, but, you know, I'll be traveling soon enough. You know, one of the things that I do sporadically is, you know, get manicure pedicures, mani-pedis, right? I think everybody knows what that is.
Mani-pedi. Yeah. This is my boyfriend's least favorite word. Mani-pedi. He like cringes. No, mani-pedi. Mani-pedi.
You know,
mani-pedi,
I used to hate that as well.
He cringes.
And then I just let it go. It's sort of, he probably also hates the word Insta for Instagram. And if so, I feel you.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. But anyway, but okay, manicure, pedicure. But, you know, I will, every so often, I'll kind of go like, you know what, let's just, you know, come on, let's look alive here. And then, you know, I'll do that for, you know, because you got to keep it up, right? You get one and then it's going to grow because your nails grow. Yeah. And then you have to get more.
Polished. It does make you feel buttoned up a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a nice
feeling. It's just one of those things. You know, it's the way somebody might feel about wearing a nice suit. You know, I don't feel that way, but listen, you know, whatever. And then I'll just be like, life is chaotic, and like rip off the nail polish, and then my nails are a mess. And then I'm just like, ugh. And then I get another manicure or pedicure, and I'm like, okay, all right.
Like all is well in the world.
Well, all is not lost. It might not be well, but it's not all lost. We are okay. We are still breathing. But you know, it's so funny, Heather, you mentioned the movie Jaws. When I was at the gym, the aforementioned gym, I was there already because they had given me 3 free days, you know, which I love free things. So I'm going to use them. And I was Yeah, of course. You give me something free, I'm going to use it. And so I was there on the Stairmaster, of course, you know, and I'm wearing, you know, I'm wearing my earbuds and I'm listening to my own thing. But there's like a million TVs, you know, in front of me where you can like, I don't know, like set your earbuds to be a certain channel where I'm like, I don't care that much. But one of the things on TV was Jaws. And they had the subtitles on. So I was like, this is very weird. I'm like listening to music, but I'm watching Jaws and I'm reading everything.
Was that recent?
It wasn't July 3rd. It was last week. So it was like ramping up to 4th of July.
Maybe they did it for a theme thing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It was like TNT or something. You know, they probably were showing Jaws quite a bit, you know, leading up to the holiday. But I was like, this is one of the weirdest situations I've ever really thought about at a gym where I'm like,
it's really random
listening to my own. I don't even think I was listening to music. It was a podcast. I can't remember which one, like Radiolab or something. And like watching Jaws and reading the subtitles and also being like, I got back home that night and I was hanging out with my mom and I'm like, when's the last time you saw Jaws? And she's like, I don't know. And like, 1974. Like why? And I'm like, it's kind of like a weird movie in a way. Like it's like not really about sharks that much. It's like about adults.
It's politics. It's like very political.
Which is like, it was funny because as a kid it was always like, what are the scariest movies? Exorcist, Jaws.
Totally.
And then like Friday the 13th and like Halloween. Yep. You know, whatever. But like Jaws was like one of the really early ones. And you watch it and you're like, oh, I'm sure it was really scary at the time. But like, this isn't even really a horror movie.
It's kind of dated because of like the special effects, too. Like it's hard to, when we were kids, it was cool special effects. But now it's like, you know,
but
I mean,
you spend a lot of time like with adults talking about things
the right thing to do.
God, I mean, imagine being a kid in the movie theater. You'd be like, where are the sharks?
There's a lot of that like adult drama and
kind of just like exposition, but
totally Yeah, for sure. It's funny. We were talking about that last night. Just sort of the fact that there was so much adult exposition in there that kind of went over our heads. Is I think it came out the year I was born, I believe.
It was before me.
Well, we don't need to discuss our ages, but yeah, that
Heather,
is really
you and
random.
I are both young, nubile ladies.
We are nubile. Emphasis on the nubile.
I haven't said that word out loud in a while, and it felt really dirty just now.
I know you said it so quietly, like you were like, "Oh God, what's coming out of my mouth right now? I can't control myself." Sometimes your mouth just says things, and you kind of have to run with it.
True story. Gosh, I've talked about fitness and Jaws and all sorts of things. I wanted to just mention briefly. This is just something that I don't know if it is being in flux. Well, I know that's part of it. And when I say being in flux, just because I've been kind of moving around as of late and I'm still, kind of trying to figure out like what the permanent place will be. I also have gotten some sort of weird eating habits, and I don't want to make that seem like, oh, like dangerous or anything. More of just, I wake up in the morning and, I wake up early. I start working. I start cranking, on stuff. And, there are times even, I always make coffee. So I'm having like coffee and water, trying to hydrate and just kind of wake up. And then I will have this conversation with myself of like, can you just like cut out for 15 minutes, make some toast, toast and jam, a quick egg thing, like, and just, satiate yourself. And sometimes I'm like, no, I'm too busy.
Like you're jamming.
Yeah, because I'm like, I know I do have time, but like, I don't want it, I just want to keep working, and then get to the point where like, I can really like chill for 30, 45 minutes and like enjoy my food, which is, that's what I want to do, but I don't have time to do that in the morning. And sometimes I do, not always. And it gets to the point where by the time I've got that time to sit down and enjoy the food, I'm a wreck. I'm kind of shaky, blood sugar's weird. I've had coffee, but I haven't really had anything else. Maybe I've had a handful of almonds, but like that's not breakfast. Mm-mm. And it's like, it's become this thing where, I know a lot of people who talk about intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, not always, but most of the time when I go, okay, explain that to me. Like, so how do we, how does that work? It sounds like all they're doing is skipping breakfast. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't eat after midnight, and then I don't eat again until the next day at noon, where I'm like, so you skip breakfast.
I've heard that too, yeah.
And they're like, no, skipping breakfast is different. This is like very calculated like food, times of eating where I'm like, no, you skipped breakfast. I mean, okay, sure, fine. We're, six, half dozen. But I realized I should not be skipping breakfast. It just makes me feel crazy the rest of the day.
Here's the thing. Maybe this will help. And I do the same thing. I jam. I get up and I'm jamming on stuff and I don't want to break away. But I love my cereal in the morning. And I'm hungry a few hours later, sure. But like at least it's something to get you going.
Yeah.
And I put like chia seeds in there and I put like flax and I put different kinds of cereal, like kind of like Seinfeld, style. I've always done that. Like as a kid, I used to mix cereals and then I put almond milk on it and I kind of let it soak. Cause like the chia seeds get like, they kind of expand and it makes it like really yummy and soupy. And I like look forward to it. It's like something that I like have every morning. And yeah, it doesn't fill me up for that long, but at least it gives you some calories to start. And it's such a joy. Like you should just find a little something to get you, to like an early lunch,
100%.
And enjoy it.
Well, yeah. I mean, speaking of chia seeds, that is an ingredient that I make in my overnight oats.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Which is, you know, something that, like, you know, if I'm being consistent, I make it like once a week, mm-hmm. and I make a lot of it. And you don't, I mean, once, like, especially oats soak, you know, with, like, you put other stuff in there, cinnamon, blueberries, chia yeah. seeds, some yogurt, a little
dry
salt,
fruit,
you know, yeah, that sort of thing. And then maybe you add, like, some almonds on top, you know, at yeah. the time of eating. Like, that's pretty dense. And it's totally. Delicious. I love that
totally
stuff.
You should totally do that. Do it
there
over the
weekend.
There
is no reason for me not to. Exactly. There's something psychological about, like, I just wake up in the morning and I'm like,
you need something that's grab and go.
I'm not ready
like,
yet.
You just need to grab it. Like, yeah, put it in little exactly. containers and I then you've got a week's worth.
What I should do is make it and make myself eat a little breakfast before coffee. I know that sounds a little weird.
Totally.
But yeah, it might make more sense mm-hmm. because I'll probably drink less coffee because, you know, when you got a full tummy, sometimes
kind of thing.
You don't want a lot of coffee, right?
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah. And that, I don't know. Now that,
we'll keep
see,
us
this
posted,
is why
Sarah.
The show is so great, Heather. Like, as we've, as we've workshopped this, I have kind of a plan that I didn't have going into it.
Hey, we're here for you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Really. We'll workshop anything under the sun. Really. Mm. I mean, just go back
really
to almost 200 episodes. We've probably talked about everything. So I wanted to quickly mention before we wrap up today, a lot of you have been writing in and asking about this mic that I mentioned. It's a microphone that I am bringing on my trip that I can fit in my pocket. And I did extensive research. I'm going to give you a better... sort of my review when I've used it a few times. I've used it like once and I've done a lot of research. So here's what I know. But while I'm on my trip, I will report back and tell you how much I love or hate it or anything in between. So what I ended up doing was I knew I booked this trip without a lot of thought or pre-thought. And I thought, oh gosh, how am I going to do the show? And so I started Googling. I wanted something that, you know, my current setup is a pretty hefty mic. You know, Sarah has a similar setup. I mean, it's a very heavy, big microphone that stays on the desk. Yeah. You would never want to take it with you. And I've got a thing called the Scarlett, which I have to plug it into because it plugs into my laptop. And so there, it's not that complicated, but there's a couple items. And I wanted to literally have something that I could throw in my pocket or in my purse. And those things exist now. You know, it's been a while since I've looked for something, and, you know, technology moves so fast. I was pretty blown away by the technology of this mic. So I ended up getting a mic that's called Tula, T-U-L-A, and it's a recording device and a USB microphone. So people use it for a bunch of things. Like, I think it kind of started out where people were buying it for, like, Zoom calls to make their audio sound better. You know, when you're in a meeting with a lot of people, the audio sounds bad and you're straining to hear, especially if you're running a team and you're trying to direct and you're doing everything remotely, it like, you know, it helps a lot if, like, the audio is warm, like, smooth. I wanted something so easy to use because, I mean, I want to be nimble. Like, I want to pack, like, as light as possible. And so I was looking for something obviously very small. It is so tiny and so easy to use and so simple. And what I was blown away by, just by the one time I used it, was the sound quality for, like, such a little dude. And it's basically, it has, like, I won't get into all the, like, technical stuff, but it has some pretty interesting sort of these, they call it the Clevegrand noise reduction, which is like you have to turn it on. It's a button. And so if you're recording, if I'm doing this podcast, it is this very surprisingly effective noise canceling. So if I'm typing in the background, you can't hear it on the recording. It's pretty brilliant. It's compatible with pretty much everything except for your phone. I don't think you can use it, but Mac, PC, Android. What's cool about it too, and I don't think I'll use this, but Sarah, I was thinking about our TV days, but you can plug in a lav mic where you put on, you know, the mics that you put on your lapel that
oh,
you
yeah.
see
yeah, of course.
With TV yeah. reporters and that sort of thing. And And yeah, so I'm actually excited also because people were writing about how they love it as a field recorder. So like they're recording like frogs croaking or, you know, dogs barking, just nature noises, which I think that's really fun. Like the one last thing I will say about it, and I will report back on a better in-depth review, but great, like huge, huge props on the style. Like amazing design. It's very 50s, 60s retro. It's super durable. You can tell it's like very, very well made, solid. You know, like even if you drop it, it is just such a solid little piece of equipment. I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. Tula Mics, find it online. I will report back as long as I have one of my friends who said about my trip said, as I was discussing Nowhere Is Safe, she said, you're either going to have the time of your life or you're going to end up on Dateline. So let's hope that I don't end up on Dateline. You're going to find these lost recordings of me somewhere in like Turkey or something. let's hope not. But if y'all want more info on any of this or keep listening, you can always email us at Hyatt. Have such a good day.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. I have traveled with a variety of audio equipment with mixed results, depending mm-hmm. on just, I don't know, air travel and, you know, or ground travel or whatever I had to do. But anything that is rugged and can kind of, you know, pack up nicely and mm-hmm. Kind of works with what you're doing anyway is a great option. And I think a lot of people think, ooh, I can't travel and, you know, bring gear with me, you know, besides like an iPhone or, you know, a tablet or, you know, that sort of thing. And sometimes you can or you don't want to. But I think it's always a good reminder that, you know, a lot of us can minimize the, you know, packing situation of what we're going to use that can keep us connected while we're away.
Totally. And maybe I'm going to like want to record like a dinner. I don't know. Like maybe there's going to be an opportunity where I take it with me socially and it'd be a really fun thing to have. Who knows?
Yeah.
The world is my oyster.
It really is. Well, we're looking forward to your trip. I know I am.
Thanks, Lance.
living vicariously through you. But in the meantime, we did want to remind everybody that we are listener supported. Patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysuchagoodday is where you can find out more about that. We did get a new patron, and that patron's name is Joan. Joan, we see you.
Yeah,
we
Joan.
Love you. We're
love
glad
Joan.
To have you along for the ride. You know, Heather and I have talked about...
You hear about a lot of Joans these days.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think Joan is... Joan's a good name. I've always liked
good
the name of Joan.
Solid. Yeah, mm-hmm. same.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the way it's spelled. I like everything yep. about it. just a reminder, Heather and I have talked in a couple of recent episodes that we're trying to drum up, you know, some maybe, you know, new fun ideas for getting new patrons, because every new patron helps us, and figuring out, you know, fun perks. And summer has gotten in the way. I'm, you know, just recently moved. Heather's going on vacay, but we haven't forgotten about
always
it.
Always something.
and we really, really do want to figure out what makes sense for all of you that are already along for the ride and those of you who are listening on a free tier, which we will never rob you of. But we would love to know, you know, what would make you, you know, want to give us maybe a couple bucks a month or even maybe $5 a month to be part
experience.
Of our Discord.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, no answer is right or wrong. Speaking of getting feedback, we got a real nice one from William, a.k.a. Scrambled Eggs, which is spelled
with
really
a
great.
Z. Mm-hmm. I love the spelling.
Yeah. William was saying of our, I think it was two shows ago, saying, I was having one of those mornings where I was really having to gas myself up to tackle the day. On mornings like this, I usually listen to your podcast rather than music, try to snap myself out of my mood or give myself one last shot at least starting the day off on the right foot. In addition to always being fun and interesting to listen to, thank you, William, there's something comforting about hearing y'all work through your issues or dilemmas out loud. I'm usually having some sort of internal dialogue asking myself if I'm making or I've made the right decisions, wondering if my feelings are reasonable, et cetera, et cetera. So hearing you two, who strike me as very reasonable individuals, boy, William, you should meet us sometime, go through that same process so generously on air really does make me feel better. And boy, did that make my heart feel fuzzy.
It warmed my heart too. It really did. Yeah. / scrambled eggs.
Because, Heather and I sometimes, we always say this. We love doing this. This is fun for us.
We're in a vacuum a little bit.
Yeah. It's not really about some top podcast, whatever. But it does really,
We wish we were.
Well, yeah, of course. But, we never have been. And so, if we were just sort of if we're not making, $1 million and we're not doing the show, that's not the driving force of this. Mm-hmm. In many ways, it's because we don't see each other very much anymore, and so this is really cathartic and fun. But yeah. It's so nice to hear from someone like you, William, saying, you kind of help me get my head on straight sometimes. That is the biggest compliment I could ever hear.
100%. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. We're all along on this ride together. And we hope to kind of help each other along the way.
Indeed. Even if we're limping.
Which happens, Gosh. It happens to all of us.
Girl, I've been limping. Been limping for a good month. But you know what? It's going to be okay.
Yeah, you're gonna have some in-between times where you're not limping, and it's going to make up for yeah. all of the limping.
I'm going to go back to the gym, and I might even get a spray tan. You know what? I don't even care. I don't care.
Get
who
a spray
knows
tan,
it.
Girl. Treat yourself.
Treat myself. I will. Just a reminder, we are on the socials, HSGD Show on Instagram and Twitter. Heather has been really good about posting stuff on Instagram lately. We're not that social, let's be honest. But if there's anything that you want to see more of, because we've experimented with stuff and kind of wondered if it really mattered to anybody or if they just care about the audio.
Yeah, what do you want to see more of? We can reveal more of our daily lives if you like.
Yeah, or, might be people who are I just want to listen to the podcast once a week.
And look, here's the thing. We're not one of those peoples who has a professional photographer following us around on our best days.
Who does?
There are people on Instagram. There are people who have So we don't have a head of marketing.
We want to influence your day in a positive way, but we would not
we are not influencers.
not in that respect. But that is by design. But as Heather mentioned, hi@havesuchagoodday.com is a great way to let us know what you're thinking. Did something resonate with you? You got thoughts? You got ideas about a future show? We'd love to hear it. But I think for now, Heather, we're going to go ahead and wrap this puppy up because I got to go to the gym.
Yeah, dude, I'm actually going to go hit the bike. I wanted to say, too, that I'm going to be on the road, I think, when we record episode 200. That should be interesting.
Wow. Yeah. So this is, a reminder, 196. So you're...
Well, it might be right when I get back. Yeah. It could be...
Well, we'll figure
something. Around that time toward the end. So, yeah.
We will figure something out.
And we will celebrate.
We've been talking about episode 200 since episode 150. So we'll figure out some sort of fanfare that'll be fun
for all.
We'll all
no
eat
fireworks.
Cupcakes, in the comfort of our own homes. And set off a firework or two.
Nothing noisy.
Yeah, just something
that disturbs the animals.
Very neighborly. Well, until episode 197, I will remain Sarah.
And I will remain Heather forever.
Have such a good day.
Ciao, ciao for now.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.